Let us turn to the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, and we shall read from the beginning of the psalm, or perhaps the whole psalm, and the verse that we want to consider is verse 4. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David looks to the Lord as his shepherd, and he declares how he finds rest and reviving and guidance from him. In our text, he says, yea, and that means this is something in addition to the rest and restoring and leading. Yea, that is also, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yea, also, in addition to being led to the quiet waters, in addition to the green pastures and the restoring of my soul, in addition to being led in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, yea, there's also this, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I do not have just some of my needs met by the shepherd. I have all of my needs met by Christ. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack any good thing, and I will not lack protection when I go through the valley of the shadow of death, so that I will fear no evil. Though I go through the darkest nights of experience, I do not need to fear. And so it is, because the Lord is a shepherd leading his people through it all, through the dark experiences, the Lord Jesus Christ leads his people, and so they do not need to fear, but they can feel safe and secure in Christ in the most difficult and frightening circumstances. The Lord is my shepherd, and therefore I need not fear, because he will lead me through these dark nights, even the valley of the shadow of death. And they are trusting in the Lord, and therefore, because he is their shepherd, he gives the tokens of his presence, even the rod and the staff, which comfort God's people. And so with his help this evening, let us look first of all at the valley of the shadow of death. And secondly, the absence of the fear of evil. And thirdly, the comfort of Christ's presence. The valley of the shadow of death, the absence of the fear of evil, and the comfort of Christ's presence. I will fear no evil. This is his resolve, and let it be our resolve. And we can experience this if we're trusting in the shepherd. That's the key to be having our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus. The valley of the shadow of death. Well, as you know, the valley is at the bottom of the mountain because it is so low and the mountain is so high. Long shadows are often cast over the valley. The mountain blocks the light of the sunshine, and there is darkness below. And here we read about the shadow, even the shadow of death in this valley, the valley of the shadow of death. And the shadow of death is one word in the Hebrew, and it means death shade or death-like shadow. The shadow is so long and so dark, it's like death itself. So the shadow of death is a poetical expression to symbolize the profoundest darkness that a person may experience. Some translate the word deep darkness. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And it's describing not only the experience of death and the experiences of thoughts of death, but all dark experiences. Whatever dark moments we have, the psalmist is saying, and he's setting before us an example, we need not fear. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We may go through dark waters, trials that perplex us, as the psalmist speaks about going through fire and water, sore afflictions, severe trials that would even overwhelm us, and recognizing also that nothing is by accident, nothing by chance. The Lord is in control of all, and he directs all events. He has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass, and so whatever dark trials we go through, it may surprise us, and they often do, but it's no surprise to the Lord. And so the psalmist says, as we have sung, Psalm 44, verse 19, though thou hast sore broken us, this is what God has done, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, it's not by accident. It didn't just spring out of nothing. The Lord ordained it. He didn't put the malice in the hearts of enemies. That was their own sin. But he directed all events. It was all under his bounding and his direction, his government. And so the psalmist says, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death. Well, that itself should be a comfort, because nothing takes place by chance. It's all under God's direction. And that may be one reason why David is comforted. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But the point is just now that this is indeed the valley of the shadow of death, a veil of tears, a veil of sorrow. The night is not a very comforting thing if you're out in the dark and lonely. What darkness is a symbol of, that which is the opposite of comfort. And in these trials and experiences, there is very little to give us hope in regard to outward things. We can't see the temporal light at the end of the tunnel, it may be. The only light we may have is the Word of God and the promises. And God brings us through these trials so that we will cleave to His Word. Well, we don't have anything else to look to. We have His Word, and that's where God wants us to be. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. So they are experiences in which we can't understand what, we can't understand why these things are happening. We are so distressed that we are at the end of our rope. We can't seem to cope because we are in the valley of the shadow of death. As John Bunyan writes about a Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, he was in the valley of humiliation. And some of these dark experiences we go through, we're in actual conflict with the enemy, that is Satan. And we may think it's our own depression or it's our own anxiety, but little do we know, Satan is right there, or his emissaries, the demons. Satan is not omnipresent. But he has a host of followers, and they do his will, his bidding. And so we are tempted of the devil in that way, and we may not always know it. But very often it may be just that, as Christian was fighting against Apollyon. And then after that, after he lost his sword, and it would seem Apollyon was about to overcome him, Christian reached for his sword and said, do not triumph over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And it was through the Word. He grabbed his sword and he overcame Apollyon. So we have His Word, and that sustains us in the valley of humiliation. It is indeed a very humbling thing to go through these trials, a time of humiliation when we're in the deep valley and the long shadows stretch over us and all comfort seems to be gone, and it's an experience in which all our self-confidence has just been taken away from us, and we are floored, and we feel that we have nothing. And what do? Well, for the Lord's people, we're holding on to hope in Christ, and he is the Savior, and it is he who we follow. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, it's very important to point out that David is not saying, if I should happen to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We look at the original, and it's very clear that David is saying, when I go through the valley of the shadow of death, for I will go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will walk through it. I will walk in it. I will be in it. It should be no surprise to us. We should not think it a strange thing concerning the fiery trial which is to try us. We do think it strange. Though we may have been through it before, we enter it and we're overwhelmed all over again. But I do believe the Lord's people, as they gain experience, they come to realize they've been through this before. The Lord will lead them through it again. And so these things are for our learning and for our comfort. For I will go through the valley of the shadow of death. When I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. David probably wasn't in the valley of the shadow of death when he penned this psalm, but he knew that he would probably go through it again. Yea, for though or when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And so the Lord's people can expect this. All of us can expect difficult trials and experiences, and that's one reason why we need to be the Lord's people. We need the shepherd. That's the only way to truly cope. And whatever we go through in this life, whether we have an easy passage or we go through some of the darkest valleys that was ever known to man, we will all face death. We will all meet the King of Terrors. And so we must walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But if we're looking to the shepherd, we need not fear any evil. And we may have comfort and safety. And let us go on to the second point, and that is the absence of fear of evil. Fear is a very strong emotion, and it's the opposite of hope. People have hope, and they therefore aim for those things that they desire because they have hope that they might obtain it. And people fear dangers and difficulties, and so they are driven by fear to keep away from these things. The feeling of fear is a most uncomfortable feeling when we're vexed by uncertainty and haunted by the thoughts of potential troubles. But this is just what the Lord's people are susceptible to, like all people. David was no stranger to fear. And this is why he writes this, because he knows how good it is to not fear. David was afraid that one day he would perish by the hand of Saul. And there are other instances of the Lord's people tempted or even doing things that they ought not because they were afraid. And so we are susceptible to being overwhelmed by the experiences we encounter. And most of us don't have that natural courage that you hear about some people having, able to face very great dangers, and they seem to go right through it. But even that natural courage is really given by the Lord. The Lord can easily withdraw his hand from them, and they will be faint-hearted, and they will give up in the midst of battle or whatever the difficulty may be. But when we apply it to spiritual dangers and needing grace to overcome, well, believers feel their weakness. One young man asked an old elder, "I feel so weak. What am I to do?" Well, he said that this sense of weakness is a good thing. And that was actually a surprise to the young person. But the sense of weakness is something we should cherish. I cannot do one thing without the Lord helping me. I can't even keep my mind from wandering. I can't do one thing without God's help. And so that this consciousness of the need of God's help is something we should cherish. And when you compare the Lord's people to sheep, sheep, like other livestock animals, are timid and easily frightened. Haven't you ever seen a child take a piece of grass to a horse, and the horse, this giant horse, compared with a child, runs off? Well, that's the way the Lord's people are, like sheep, timid when it comes to spiritual things. They need the shepherd. They need Christ. And so it's almost a wonder that David is saying, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. This would be unexplainable apart from the fact that he is saying, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So whatever evil we may think of, absolutely every kind of evil, everything that is negative and wrong and unpleasant, and that which we naturally are repulsed from, I will fear no evil. We have to stress these words. We are so ready to say, well, that's for people who are very spiritual. That's for those who have lots of experience. No, this is for all who are believing in Jesus. If we're looking to the shepherd, and that's the only way, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That is how. So whether it's great sickness or financial difficulty or loss of loved ones, our expectations, our plans crumbling, we go through the most humiliating circumstances, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Though the world may laugh me to scorn, though I may meet with the greatest fiery temptations, or sin is so powerful in me and I'm very worried that it will overcome me, I will fear no evil, because my eyes are upon the shepherd. And when death itself casts its long shadow over us, it's this great mountain called death, and the shadow is so dark, and we feel sinking in this great valley, the valley of the shadow of death. If we're resting upon the Lord, if we're looking to the shepherd, I will fear no evil. What assurance David has, and how resolved he is. What purpose? I will fear no evil. Because the righteous are bold as a lion. We're not righteous in ourselves, but if we're standing on this one foundation, the righteousness of Christ, we may be bold as a lion in the face of dark death. When we're trusting in Christ for righteousness, and, yes, we include this as well, we sincerely desire to follow the shepherd. When we don't allow sin, when we know sin is there, but we are resolved, I'm not going to allow it, I want to pray for grace to overcome it and resist it, I know anger or pride or covetousness, it starts raising its ugly head, but I sincerely want to follow Christ and I pray for grace to overcome this. That sincerity gives us strength. That sincerity gives us boldness. And when we're, again, when we have real love for the shepherd, I do love the Lord Jesus Christ, David could say, or he would be looking to the Messiah. Peter says, thou knowest that I love thee. Peter had fallen greatly, but he still loved Christ. He still wanted to follow Jesus. So David here, he doesn't just know about the shepherd, know about the Messiah. He knew him. He desired to follow him. Do we know the shepherd? Do we love the shepherd? Do we desire to follow the shepherd? Are we looking to him for righteousness? Are we looking to him for sanctification? Are we following the shepherd? Well, then we may have this fearlessness. Do we desire it? Do we desire to have no fear? I will fear no evil. What a blessed thing to live without this terror. What a blessed thing to live without this dread. Oh, that I may have it. Is that your desire? Cherish that desire. It's obtainable in Christ. And that's the reason he gives for being without fear. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The comfort of Christ's presence. Here's the reason he gives. Here's the reason. Thou art with me. And stress falls, or rather emphasis falls upon the word thou. It's the full pronoun, personal pronoun, you or thou, is in the Hebrew. It's not embedded in the verb, but it's the full pronoun, thou. We underline, we put in bold letters, thou art with me. That's enough for a whole sermon. Thou art with me. Only omnipotence can truly help in this dark, deep valley. Jehovah is with me. As he says, the Lord, that is, Jehovah is my shepherd. The great I am is with me. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So David is looking to the Lord to do for him all that a shepherd would do for his sheep, to give rest, to give guidance, and to give protection. So God is with me, David is saying. He is near to uphold me. He is with me to comfort me. And to reinforce this claim, or rather this feeling, thou art with me. He gives another reason, and he says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And the rod and staff, of course, is the long pole or rod that the shepherd uses to do the work of a shepherd. They are instruments that he uses to care for the sheep. Now, they're not necessarily weapons of defense, but what David is pointing out is the tokens, the evidences of the presence of the shepherd. I see the rod in his hand. Oh, I feel safe because I know the shepherd is there. And it's as if he is saying to himself, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff. It pops into his mind, as it were. Thy rod and thy staff, I see it now. They comfort me. So every word and word order is of significance. Thy rod and thy staff, exclamation mark, they comfort me. And when we get a sight of Christ, or when we get some glimpse of the evidences of his nearness, he's with us, that emboldens us, that drives away the fear. Oh, then we have to keep looking to the shepherd. Our eyes have to be focused upon him. There's no other way. It's not just by hearing a sermon for half an hour and then think all your fears are going to go away. The Lord may use that. But I'm here to tell you, you have to keep your eyes on the shepherd. That is how you will go through the valley of the shadow of death. Every spare moment you have, not that you have to read your Bible every spare moment, but think about the shepherd and go to the shepherd. Pray to him and rely on him. He's the one who died for the sheep. His blood was shed for the sheep. He purchased their salvation. He purchased their eternal security. What will he not be willing to do for them? He will certainly keep them through the dark night, through the deep distress. He will do all that is required. He will send his rod and staff, every token of his power and his compassion. He will send everything, every instrument will be sent to them for their strengthening and for their comforting, so they will not fear. So if we apply the rod and staff to the evidences of his presence, well, the evidence is abundant. God's people, they can, if they have any experience in the ways of the Lord, and as time goes by, they have more experience, they can look back and reflect upon past dealings of God with them in helping them in remarkable ways to strengthen their faith and confirm to their minds that he is willing to help and he will never leave them nor forsake them. And God is upholding his people this moment. He is still strengthening them and at least keeping them from utter despair. so that they are holding out hope through the shepherd. And the Lord promises to bring his people through, and there are times when God's people come out of the dark valley, they look back at their experience, like Job, chapter 12 and verse 22, God is showing them what they have been delivered from. He discovereth deep things out of darkness and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. That's what John Bunyan writes about Christian. He came out of the valley of humiliation and out of the valley of the shadow of death, and then he climbed up a little bit higher. The sun was shining down on the ravine, and he could see the hobgoblins and all the difficulties and dangers that he had been delivered from. So the Lord is perhaps even with some of us now showing us there are dark experiences, there is a devil to combat with, but the Lord is in control of it all. Some of us may be on a mountain looking down. Others of us may be in the dark valley trying to look up. But the Lord is showing us in his word. He is the governor. He is all wise. But more than that, he will help his people. He will deliver them from their troubles. He will bring them through. That he will comfort them. He will comfort them. And again, by his word. So that those who walk in darkness and have no light, he says, he gives them direction in Isaiah 50 and verse 10. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Stay upon your God, and he will cause you to be bold, courageous, and like David, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Keep our eyes on the shepherd. Look to his majesty. Look to his mercy. Look to all of his perfections. He is full of compassion. He's all wise. He loves his people. He will not neglect them. He will not forsake them. And by keeping our eyes upon him, we will see more of the evidence of his love, and we will not be afraid. Yes, when we take our eyes off him, we will sink like Peter. But if we keep our eyes upon him, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And finally, in conclusion, the shepherd had a staff, and the staff was also called a crook because it had a hook at the top, and that hook was used to draw the sheep in. If the sheep was wandering, the shepherd would pull out his staff and lead the sheep back. It was also used to pick up the lambs with this hook and carry the lamb to the mother. And so the Lord is able to lead us, whoever we may be, little lambs, just completely ignorant, pray that the Lord would draw us. Lord, be my shepherd. Draw me. Cause me to follow thee. And draw me. May thy staff, the grace, the instruments, the spirit, work in my heart and lead me to Christ crucified. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Oh, that I might be one of the sheep. Save me, Lord, for thy mercy's sake. Take away my sins. Let that be your prayer. Lord, take away my sins by thy precious blood. For thou didst lay down thy life for the sheep. Make me one of thy sheep. Also, the rod was used to count the sheep. Lord, count me amongst the number of thy sheep. And as the African said long ago, he die, me no die. May he bless his word. Let us pray.